Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch. You can find me at risingmoonastrology.com and the Rising Moon Astrology page on Facebook. This is the guided journey for the time of the solstice and the Christmas full moon of December 2015. This is a journey in the form of a guided visualization. I will describe settings and beings that might accompany you, things that could happen, but leaving things open-ended so that your experience can come forward. There are also pauses for you to have a deeper, more elaborated experience, so you may want to be able to pause the recording as you listen. It's also good to know that should you need to or wish to stop the experience for any reason, you can by turning off the recording, getting up, doing things that get you regrounded in daily life, eating, drinking water, moving around, anything like that. You can come back to the experience if you'd like to try it again, or let it go. Two suggestions. One, read or listen to the recording of the overview for this moon so that you have some background before we begin the journey. Two, you plan a way to record your experience, writing notes or having some kind of recorder that you can use. This experience will work best if you are comfortable in your physical environment and not likely to be disturbed for the length of the recording, usually 15, 20 minutes or so. So prepare to begin by arranging your space so that you are comfortable, relaxed. You have nearby whatever you want to use to record your experience, and you can stop and start this recording as works best for you. We're entering a time this year when the winter solstice, which happens every year, is followed 3 days later by a full moon on Christmas Day, which happens rarely. This is a time to review the past, gear up for the future. There are opportunities for healing, and throughout there is the energy of the trickster, the planet Uranus, who is a revolutionary and an awakener and is ready to shake things up in new, fun ways. As we begin, we find ourselves in a comfortable, safe, peaceful place. A place that we associate with our best memories of the winter holidays. Perhaps a scene from childhood. Perhaps a place we wish we had been. For some, this might be a grove of trees in a magical woodland. For some, it would be a cozy home. Whatever that place is for you, whatever represents home at the winter, the holiday, that time of family, of warmth, that's where you find yourself. That's where we will begin our journey and where we'll return at its conclusion. Thank you. We are joined in our comfortable, peaceful, safe place by our guide for tonight's journey. And this guide comes in the form of a child. Not a child in life experience or wisdom, for this being is very wise, very knowing, and is a bit of a trickster, ready to have fun, be playful, and turn things upside down. Nevertheless, it's clear that this child is there for you to guide you, advise you, protect you, yes, as a child, on this place that we'll go to explore the energies of the solstice and the full moon. You greet the child answers. He or she beckons you, holding a lantern, a light that shines the way in the darkness, and you and the child begin the journey. The child brings you to a massive structure, a large hill it looks like, and yet it's clear that this hill has been built. Now it's covered with green sod, but there is an entranceway framed in massive stones. The child beckons you forward. And you follow, curious about what might lie inside this mound. You make your way around the large entrance stone carved with spirals and other fascinating designs, and enter a narrow hallway of stone. It's very dark here, except for the lantern the child holds. He or she walks confidently down this long, long hall, and you follow until you reach the end, an area framed in with small alcoves to either side, and what looks like might be space for an altar at the back. The child suggests that you stand in one of the alcoves. The child stands in the other and douses the light. It is now very dark. And as you wait, a new light, the light of the rising sun, walks its way step by step down the hallway until it illuminates the back, and you see, what do you see? Something of personal meaning and importance to you. The light, the sun, shines on this symbol, picture, photograph, drawing, something there for you. Something that will connect you to what this solstice means for you now. You have studied the image on the back wall that was illuminated by the rising solstice sun and committed it to memory in your mind and heart. Now you have a chance to ask the child more about this image, what it might mean for you, what you're meant to notice, what you're meant to do to honor this gift, to follow up the information that's been given. You and the child have a conversation about the meaning of what you've seen and experienced. Perhaps you have stayed longer inside the mound than you realized, or perhaps this is simply a magical time. For as you've talked with the child, he or she has led you from inside the mound back down the long hallway, walking with the lantern, and when you emerge from the opening, the sun is setting on the other side of the mound and the full moon is rising. The full Christmas moon, and the child leads you to your safe place. You have come back to the home place from which you began, whether it's a grove of trees, a cozy fireside. You are back there. And yet, the journey is not over. For there, in that home place, there is someone you need to speak with. Someone with whom there is some healing to be done. Perhaps a member of your family. Someone still in this lifetime, someone who has passed, maybe an ancestor, maybe someone important in your life who is like family, someone you need to work something out with. And during this time, with the child there to help illuminate, you can have a conversation, a sharing with this person. Perhaps also some quiet time together where nothing is said aloud, where you can reach a new sense of peace with this person, a new kind of understanding. The family member or friend like family bids you farewell for now, and you and the child remain in your safe, peaceful place. You have had the experience inside the mound where something within was revealed, and you've had this opportunity for new understanding with an important person in your life. Maybe after these two, you have questions for the child, or the child has things that he or she wishes to say to you. You may realize now that these two experiences are related in some way, reflections of each other, connected, important perhaps in both having something to do with you moving forward to reach your goals in the outer world, your work in the world, also very important for you. So as this journey concludes, you have a chance to think about that. What else is it you need to know to move forward? And then you thank the child, this wise child, who has come to support and help you at this time. Perhaps you and this child will meet again. But for now, you come back into ordinary reality. The solstice and Christmas full moon journey has concluded, but before saying farewell, let me remind you that you can return to these places, these experiences, anytime. You can have other experiences with the guides as well, and perhaps that is part of what this coming year will hold for you. For now, this is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you a wonderful time during these marvelous and magical holidays.